Well, it seems pretty clear that Macromedia has the accessibility bug. I suppose a cynic may say that it could be called the 508 bug, but whatever the reason, the fact is that Macromedia is now well and truly on board with accessibility. We're joined today, once again, by Bob Regan, who's in charge of accessibility for Macromedia, with some more exciting developments from them. Bob, welcome back to the program. Last time we spoke, there was a lot of excitement about Macromedia Flash and the increased accessibility that is offered to that now through WindowEyes in particular. Can you tell us about what other accessibility developments you're now able to announce from Macromedia?
Well, the announcement today is about Macromedia Dreamweaver MX and some of our other MX products. With Macromedia MX, we've done two things. First of all, we've added a number of features to help support the creation of accessible output, really walking designers step by step through the process of creating accessible websites. And then the second piece of news related to Dreamweaver MX is that we've also done a lot of work to help make the authoring environment itself accessible, to allow people using assistive technology or using the keyboard alone to create accessible web pages as well.
So when people hear about the MX brand, should that generally imply that some sort of attention has been paid to accessibility issues?
The MX brand refers to an integration between our products and making sure that we have comparable functionality and simplicity as well as power across all the products. Accessibility isn't an extra there. MX isn't synonymous with accessibility, but accessibility is a central part of everything that we do. So every time that you see MX on a product, you know that there has been somebody paying attention to accessibility for that product.
Obviously, the web is a wonderfully empowering tool for blind people, and it's very frustrating when they find a site that's going to give them access to information or entertainment that they really want, but it's been designed poorly. So how is the new Dreamweaver trying to encourage developers to design appropriately and accessibly?
Well, first of all, we have a new set of preferences that, when turned on, prompt the designers to incorporate the relevant information. So, for example, even at the simple end of the spectrum, when inserting an image, it will prompt people to provide the alt text as well as the long description link. Many designers, well-intentioned designers, even experienced developers, will occasionally forget to provide a text equivalent. By putting it first, it makes it much less likely to be forgotten. So even before they can continue on, they have to provide the text equivalent. And then with more complex elements, such as data tables or forms, we are able to simplify the process and into a series of pull-down menus and text fields. So, for example, when someone inserts a data table, it will immediately ask them for the size of the table and the width and so on. But then it will ask for the caption, the summary, and the type of headers that are used within that table. Then the markup will be created automatically. The user doesn't have to add the markup themselves. Then with respect to forms, which in many ways are the most complex in terms of markup for accessibility, the user will specify the label to be used, and then the form will be generated automatically using the label element and formally associating the label with the control, leading to more accessible output without really depending on the developer to be thoughtful of accessibility, which is, I think, a tremendous improvement over previous versions.
That sounds really quite a significant change. How are you going to encourage developers, though, to use these new features and to educate them about the importance of those?
Well, first of all, I think that we're seeing an increasing awareness in general. And I think that, you know, we're seeing that in the United States, we're seeing that in Australia, we're seeing that throughout the European Union and throughout the Pacific Rim. So that general awareness is something we want to keep driving. And then, in general, we're also featuring accessibility quite heavily in our marketing about the product to help make people aware of the fact that accessibility is a hugely important issue, and that Dreamweaver has features to support the creation of accessible content. Beyond that, we also do quite a bit of education. If you go to the Macromedia Accessibility Resource Center, which is macromedia.com/accessibility, you'll find a lot of information about general issues of accessibility, techniques for creating accessible content, and numerous examples of accessible content so that designers and developers can get a sense of what's possible while still following accessibility guidelines.
So when these extra set of preferences are turned on, it's impossible to design an inaccessible site, basically. I mean, people could go ahead and turn them off again, but am I right in saying that you're pretty much locked in once you elect to turn the preferences on, as long as they're kept on?
Well, you're reminded to provide specific pieces of information. Like anything, the designers can still make a mockery of it. You know, we can provide the box that needs to be filled in, but it's still ultimately up to the designer to put in information that'll be useful. Thinking of an example of an alt text for an image, somebody could still put the word picture in the alt field.
Right.
Or they could provide a two-page description of each image and copy and paste it into that field. And in both cases, it would lead to something that might meet the accessibility guidelines but be terribly difficult or unusable. You know, our goal really is to prompt them and force them as much as we can.
One of the things that I note that some developers are doing now is providing a lot of built-in keyboard access to web pages so that you can just tap a couple of keys to get to a particular link on a page. Is Dreamweaver supporting that feature?
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, for example, when you insert a form control within a page, the dialog itself will prompt the developer to provide an access key. And in addition, if they wanted to insert an access key for a link, would be able to use something called our tag editor to very quickly and easily provide an access key for that individual object. It's one of the things, access keys are one of the things that have been very low profile within the WAE from the W3 and the Section 508 guidelines as well here in the United States. However, it is something that we're finding, we're hearing more and more about from our customers who are using web pages, who have disabilities, that make for a more usable website.
All right. Can we look at the perspective of the blind or vision impaired web developer who may want to use Dreamweaver? Because it seems to me that people are either, at the moment, using Notepad and actually writing the HTML by hand completely, or there are only a couple of tools, really, that people seem to be using in the disability sector right now. How is the new Dreamweaver addressing the needs of developers with disabilities?
Well, first of all, what we had to do was to make sure that the tool itself works well with a screen reader. And so in order to make that happen, we did quite a bit of testing with JAWS and Window Eyes, walking through the application, making sure that we had followed very standard Windows controls. So we needed to make sure all of the buttons had appropriate labels, for example. We had to make sure that the tab index was specified in a way that was easy for people to navigate. In addition, we also added in a couple of new keystrokes into Dreamweaver that allow people to quickly cycle through open palettes, such as the one for CSS or another for maintaining site files, for example. And then another that allows a user from any panel to quickly return to the page itself and read through the page. Beyond that, I think that, you know, we see with Dreamweaver that the idea that you can create a website without having to constantly work with HTML code, whether it's something that you find particularly intimidating, which is the case with a lot of novice developers, or something that you find particularly tedious, which is the case with a lot of the rest of us, Dreamweaver allows you to do things very, very quickly and without having to go through and work with code. So for those of us that aren't in our comfort zone when working with HTML code or raw code all the time, we're able to do things a lot more quickly.
So is Dreamweaver one of those editors where, if you wish, you can view the HTML source, but in general you're seeing on the screen the web page as it would look on the site, a WYSIWYG editor, in other words?
Yes, it is a WYSIWYG editor. You are able to do one, the other, or both. It allows you to quickly move between the HTML source code, and in addition, then work with a general preview. From there, it also allows you to very easily, with a single keystroke, preview the page in the actual browser itself, because as any developer knows, what you see is not always what you get when it comes to browsers.
It sure isn't. Now, one of the problems that I've found with accessible programs, and obviously you've gone to some considerable trouble to make the package accessible itself, is that sometimes the documentation doesn't reflect a keyboard user's way of accessing the software. There's lots of reference to pointing and clicking, but they often forget to include the keyboard equivalents. Has that been taken care of?
To be perfectly honest, I think that we still have some room to grow in that area. I think that we need to, we're still working on developing tutorials specifically for the assistive technology user that reflects that particular way of working with the software, because it is a different way of working with the software. And at the same time, we need to spend some time looking at, what are the best ways for training people who are using Dreamweaver, perhaps for the first time, using assistive technology. That's a project that I plan on undertaking in the weeks after the Dreamweaver launch.
Is there a demo of Dreamweaver that people will be able to download, some sort of limited evaluation for those who've never seen it and used it before?
Sure. We're doing something somewhat unique this time. For the first time, we're going to be releasing a public preview on April 29th so that people may download the product and try it out for free. That will expire and turn into our demonstration version of the product once Dreamweaver itself is actually released.
Can you download the package and purchase it via the web if one gets keen on the preview version?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You sure can.
You can
download it right from our store on our website at macromedia.com.
Was there another package that you've also been developing at this time, or is it Dreamweaver that you're concentrating on?
The main story we've been talking about is Dreamweaver, but we do have other tools coming out at the same time, and I think that one of the things that's important to emphasize at this point is that any of our products, Dreamweaver MX, Fireworks MX, ColdFusion MX, and Flash MX, all have taken a very hard look at accessibility and looked for ways to continue to help our customers create accessible content. So, for example, in Fireworks MX, we've made sure that even though it's a drawing program, it's very, very hard to make that tool easy to use within a screen reader. We have tried to make sure that when someone exports a piece of a navigation bar, for example, from Fireworks MX, that HTML is accessible and easy to use with a screen reader. And in addition, we've also got a much greater level of integration with ColdFusion MX. And I think what's interesting about that is it really makes it easier for folks to create dynamic websites and take advantage of dynamic websites to allow users to specify their needs when visiting a site. When the contents of a website are stored centrally on a single database and equally well maintained, then what we can do is allow users to specify a... I'm getting a note here that's telling me it's $3.99 for Dreamweaver MX.
Oh, that's useful to know. Oh, thank you for that.
Sorry about that. And
that's
so,
fine.
When you're able to deliver multiple versions of the same website, someone with color blindness or low vision might specify that they'd like to see things in high contrasting colors with large fonts. Or somebody with a mobility impairment might ask for a version that doesn't include plugins that are inaccessible. And that all of that type of stuff can be done, generated dynamically with ColdFusion. The other thing that's nice is ColdFusion has some very neat ways of handling forms that allow some of the things that we typically do on the client side, such as form validation, to be moved very easily to the server side, so that it'll work better with assistive technologies such as screen readers, where support for JavaScript is still, depending on who you talk to, relatively uneven at this point.
Yeah, so, the whole question of server-side applications is something that I often get confronted with, because in the blind community there's a reasonably strong Linux following, and our Linux guys are using Linux in a command line because we don't have access to the X-Window interface yet. You know, the languages like PHP are really gaining some traction, it seems to me.
Yes, they are, and we've added in support for PHP within Dreamweaver as well. And I think that you know, one of the things that I think is an issue that's going to have to be challenged at some point in the future is, you know, is the issue of cost. Assistive technology is terribly expensive, and I think that in looking at how we create accessible content, we want to be aware of the fact that this content is going to be viewed in expensive software, and the broader support that we can offer to the fullest range of assistive technologies, the more likely it is that we're going to reach more people, and that our customers will be able to reach more people with the content that they're trying to create.
Obviously, you're working hard on 508 compliance, but what sort of feedback have you had since the release, for example, of the Macromedia Flash? Because that has just been such a significant breakthrough for blind people. Are you getting lots of good vibes about that?
We really are. I think what's probably the most exciting thing about the about accessibility since the Flash launch has been the people that have been asking questions. To date, especially here in the U.S., and I think the same is probably true in other markets, we've seen governments and some higher education developers raising the issue of accessibility. With Flash MX, we're starting to see this seep out into a broader community. And for the first time, we're seeing people who are under no specific mandate to create accessible content start raising the issue. How do I do this? Why is this important? How exactly will this work with a screen reader again? And I think that's a very important first step towards a broader understanding. And it indicates to me that 508 is doing its job, and that we're starting to really see a broader awareness, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really hard to deny that it's having quite a major impact, not just in the US, but because of the amount of software that's developed in the US. In fact, it's having a worldwide impact.
Yeah, and I think that those ripples are really important, and they also reflect back. I think that, you know, as we see that reinforced in other countries and we see similar policies adopted, it puts even greater pressure on software manufacturers here in the US to develop software that allows their customers to meet a full range of standards. And I think it's got a self-reinforcing pattern here that I think will be very hard to erase if it continues to go, if we see the legislation continue to grow in the way that it has.
So it's macromedia.com/accessibility, and can people find links to the relevant products that we've been talking about from there, or should they go to the main Macromedia page?
They can find it from there. They can find it from our main Macromedia page. We always try to make it as easy as possible to find information about our product.
Well, it's exciting to see the string of announcements from you guys, and I appreciate you keeping us informed, and we'll look forward to hearing about new developments down the track.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.